Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want you to check this out, folks.
We must commit ourselves to...
This is Giuliani
unconditional
playing the part of a Christian and a conservative. Remember this?
The buzz over Rudy Giuliani's impassioned speech at the Republican National Convention.
There's no black America. There's
He's
no
the leader
America.
Of the conservatives in New York.
America!
Okay.
Now, look what
remember
we've
this?
Uncovered.
Remember, it was
Giuliani
just a joke?
Showing his softer side, dressed in drag, in a...
Remember this? Between him and Donald Trump?
You know, you're really beautiful.
Giuliani, dressed up as a woman, drag show, for a gay pride parade. Remember this?
It was all in good fun.
Yeah, it was all in good fun. Remember, it was just a joke? And then, interestingly enough, you have Donald Trump putting his face in between Giuliani's fake breasts. Remember that? Just a joke. You know, it's interesting when you look at what's going on over in Florida. If you're just joining us, let me pull back for a moment. So we have a friend over in Winchester, Tennessee, that was a part of the press inside of the White House. And we used to have her on the show quite a bit, actually a couple times, and just to kind of highlight what was going on. She had told us several times what Donald says in private and around the table is not at all who he is when he comes out in the public eye. He's doing the opposite of what he says he's going to do. He's attacking the people, okay? And remember, this just came out as a joke, Giuliani. And I'm going back just a little bit because I want to show you how they desensitized the people. It was all a joke in the 70s. It was all a joke in the 80s. It was all a joke in the 90s. And then 2000 comes around the corner, and then they begin to attack everybody. You see, that's what sodomites do. That's the fruit of sodomy. They don't have the shield. They're not the victims. They have the spear. They're the perpetrators of the crime. And I'm about ready to show you some more of that in just a moment here. But the reason I'm bringing this up is it's amazing to me that anybody believes that Donald Trump's actually in trouble. They don't understand that he is the point man. He'll be the fall guy. But the problem that you're going to have is he's not going to fall. And just keep in mind, during his presidency, he had 4 years. He said he had the DOJ in his hand to do whatever he wanted to do with it. What did he do? He let out criminals. And even the night before he left office, he let out criminals. Political criminals, drug dealers, tax evaders, all political based. Okay. And what people don't understand here is Donald Trump is in Florida, according to our friend that was in the White House, is in Florida in between breaks playing the conservative in the Let's Make America Great Again president. He's in Florida entertaining sodomites. And now just last week I'd highlighted the fact that there was a video from one of his appointees that was put to a very high position in federal government that happened to be a sodomite. And he was bragging on Trump, and Trump knew who I was, and he appointed me, and look at all the things that he's done. He's done more for the gay agenda in 3 years than any other president has. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump even tweeted out that he was America's most gay president. Okay, we played this video. It's all there for the seeing. You're under attack by the sodomites, just like you were under attack through the pandemic. Who's the father of the vaccine? Do you understand what you're dealing with here, friends? These are politicians. Let's go back to the one that Donald Trump appointed in that federal position, that high power of position in federal government that did, I think it's like a five-minute video just bragging on Donald Trump and all the things that he's done for the gays. And Donald Trump acknowledged all of this, okay? Remember, he kept condemning Joe Biden. He kept condemning Joe. And how I continuously tell you, they condemn it in the North and then they justify it in the South. And there's no difference between the two parties? Well, I'm here to tell you today, friends, that this is what is in fact happening. This is at the People's White House. If there's anything that's going to get your attention in the present, it has to be this. Biden just had an all-age White House pride celebration. And what's terrible about it is they're transgender. They're men that have breasts. And then they have underwears on where they have their genitalia showing. You have the said president who, again, denounced all of this. And we know he's not there because the people voted them there. I just want to make clear on that. Massive voter fraud going on. Nobody put these people here. This is less than 1.7% of the population that is, through deceptive measures, convincing you that they are all powerful. That's how tyrants and dictators get away with what they do. It's all premised on a lie. But what they're doing right now is they have a gay flag on the White House, okay? And I want you to see this video really quick just to get you to understand what is happening at the People's White House. And hopefully now you can come to terms with the fact that I've been telling you for 20 years that this is government-backed. It's all government-backed. It always has. And now they feel emboldened enough to actually tell you who they are. And, folks... that's what you need to fear right there, because what they're going to do is they're going to begin to go from the top to the bottom and basically go after and demonize anybody that stands there against their agenda the way that we have been demonized over the last 20 years. I want you to check this out. This is a man dressed as a woman at the White House, okay?
Welcome to the White House.
Thank you. Can we take a little video? Hi, Mr. President. It is an honor. Trans rights are human rights.
That is a man with his shirt off at the People's White House. A man that's a transgender, as they call them, with his shirt off at the People's White House.
The bravest and most inspiring people I've ever known.
The most bravest and most inspiring people the president has ever known. President according to the media. Not according to me, because he's not my president. He's a devil, he's an abomination, and he's a stand-in. That's all he is, okay? This is what's happening at the People's White House. Did you vote this in? Nope. It's the same thing that's happening across the United States in people's capitals concerning the governors. People didn't put these people into place. They, through voter fraud, deceived the people, and then they browbeated the people into submission to go ahead and push forth their agenda through illegal means. And it's exactly what they did, and it's exactly what they're going to continuously do, all the more unless the people respond. Okay? Unless the people respond. Now, I'm going to tee this up because I'm going to show you what else happened at the People's White House concerning the individual that's a man that had breast implants and what it is that he wants to say, because I want you to hear it. You need to understand this is confusion by design. These are all useful idiots being handpicked to promote the agenda, and that includes the politicians and the said president of the United States, Joe Biden. Treasonous Joe Biden. Now, do you understand the definition of treason? This is an abomination what they're advocating for. We'll be right back on the
Hello,
other
friends.
Side.
This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBA. NOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Real quick, just kind of highlighting what we just talked about. I just showed you Donald Trump and Giuliani. Giuliani dressed up as a woman and Donald Trump talking about how he was beautiful. Giuliani was going to be make a special appearance dressed up as a woman as the mayor during that time in New York City during a gay pride parade. By the way, during the gay pride parades, Harry Hay, the icon for NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, the homosexuals follow him, the sodomites do, because man-boy love is what it's all premised upon. And their logo is sex before eight, before it's too late. I'm just showing you what's behind the curtain. That's all I'm doing. And Donald Trump is the gayest president in American history. He tweeted, and you're under attack now by the sodomites, just like you were under attack during the pandemic by the bureaucracies that he fiendly empowered during the pandemic. He called himself the father of the vaccination, right? The father of the vaccine. This isn't how you make America great again, friends. And everything he said he was going to do, I did a whole video on this, a whole compilation of it concerning the things that he said and what he did and how they were two different stories. And yet if we would do what Scripture teaches us, we're to judge him by what he does. The fruit that bears itself on the branches of who he is. Matthew 7:16, and that's what men refuse to do. So somebody just said to me a moment ago, he's getting a pass. He's not getting a pass. The people that follow him into hell, what they're doing is they're just hastening their own demise. That's what's happening, because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Hey, folks, the smallest of sins. Remember, one sin will destroy your soul the same way one leak will destroy a boat, and it will sink the ship, right? And these people can go ahead and advocate Donald Trump all they want. What they don't understand is that they're not actually pulling the mask off of who he really is, but yet if they would pay attention, they would. But they don't want to pay attention. This is a willful ignorance, a willful blindness. These are the people that you could transport to the sun, and they wouldn't because they don't want to see the sun, and what they're doing is they're destroying the country. So don't blame Joe Biden. Don't blame Donald Trump. Don't blame Barack Obama or George W. Bush for destroying the country. This is a reflection of who you are and what it is that you tolerate, and that applies to all of us, okay? Let's just call it for what it is. So let's go full circle now and come back to the second segment here, and what I'm going to show you is the man that was dressed up as a woman with fake breasts, and he has his little Speedos on, revealing his genitalia through his Speedos. But he actually took off his shirt to reveal his fake breast at the People's White House. At the People's White House. Now, the impression that the mainstream media wants you to believe is, this is what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that the people voted this in. No, they did not. That is the deception. This is how dictators operate. And if you're new, a new listener to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, you're dealing with somebody that's been in it. I have the hat. I have the T-shirt. We have the experience concerning the things that we're talking about. And we're not going to go through all of it right now. But the fact of the matter is, friends, get ready. It's time for the American people to read the Book of Lamentations, because that's what's up on the horizon if the American people don't take a hold by the scruff of the neck, the lawlessness that's being perpetuated upon ourselves by our said representative government that are operating way outside of their scope of authority. This is criminal at every given level. At every given level. So let's go over and let's check out this dude that's dressed like a woman. That took his shirt off, that has fake breasts, and had his Speedos on, revealing his genitalia at the People's White House, even shaking the hands of treasonous Joe Biden. Now you understand the definition of treason. Also getting up, Biden did, and he told everybody that these are the bravest people that he knows. It's amazing, folks. This isn't brave. This isn't being bold and brave. This is being brazen and stupid and ignorant at every given step, because as Thomas Watson rightly said, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And they're advocating clearly what God condemns, period. Okay, check this out.
Recently come to my attention that conservatives are trying to use
listen to
the
this
video
man.
Of me topless at the White House to try to call the community groomers, etc. And I would just like to say that, first of all, going topless in Washington, D.C. is legal.
The man wants to be the woman.
I support the movement.
The woman wants to be the man. The lesbians hate the homosexuals. Understand this? It's self-condemning.
Or illegal when I show it off. However, before coming out as trans, it was not. All you're doing is affirming that I am a woman.
I'm not going to go on with this nonsense. Folks, this is what an abomination looks like. This is exactly what it is. And again, I just want to make clear everybody understands that this is what was going on in the White House. If there's ever been a reason for you to move in the present, this is another reason. I mean, this is the same government that has taken unto themselves and assuming authority that has never, ever been given unto it. And they're receiving and assuming the authority unto themselves because the people are allowing it. I'll tell you why. Because they're too busy. That's why. Just like the Lord said in Luke 14, Luke 19. They're too busy. And they would not allow Jesus to reign over them. Nope. The meek King of Glory, they'll have none of it. Yet they call themselves Christians. That's just terrible, man. It really is. To show you that God is not mocked, I want to show you of a video of a person that is claims, or should I say, self-appointed clergyman, a hireling, John 10:12, who is a straight abomination. And again, notice the era. This is a 70s hippie. 60s and 70s hippie, taken to the pulpits just like in government, aiming to destroy who we are. And I want you to listen to what this guy has to say. I'm going to let this guy kind of do a little intro for you. And pay attention to this, because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. God is not going to keep himself or leave himself without witness against the crimes that men perpetuate. Okay, so check this one out, friends. This one's pretty telling concerning the response from heaven, no question about it.
A pastor said some disturbing things about God's word. Watch this.
So the question is, how do people decide what to believe in the Bible since there are so many contradictions?
There's no contradictions.
That indeed there are lots and lots of contradictions. Why are all those contradictions in the Bible? Well, because it was written down by people over a period of about 1,500 years. So given that...
Let me just stop right there. So it was written by people over 1,500 years. And it's interesting, what begs the question is, where did you get your information from? From people that told you in the present, namely professors back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, that are appointed to be what they are, and that is to convert you to a communistic ideology. And what is it premised on? Atheism. So this guy calls himself a pastor, and then he wants to do everything in his power to get everybody to question the Word of God through deconstructionism. That is not a good place to put yourself, friends. Listen, I've done business with the Lord. He is exactly who He says He is. There is no contradiction. The contradiction is these men's lifestyles and what they're trying to advocate for. One has to ask themselves the question, how many crimes is this man responsible for? But again, people take him for face value because he calls himself a pastor, so then therefore he must be. No, God ordains men to be what they are. Man does not. Make distinction, friends, because we are in it. Listen to what he has to say and look at the response from heaven.
We're going to have different kinds of things, and I am one who does not believe it was dictated by God.
After he spoke blasphemous words against God, lightning struck the church and it burned to the ground.
Investigators believe the fire started in the steeple after it was struck by lightning.
Now engulfed in ferocious flames, the iconic steeple of the First Congregational Church of Spencer tumbling into a roaring fire.
At Whoa, how'd that work out for him?
Forced first responders to pull back before the steeple collapsed.
Struck by lightning.
Now take a look at their Facebook page. As you can see,
it says
the church name is right here. It says First Congregational Church in Spencer, UCC. And below it, it says Love Always Win.
Another pride promoting propagandist from the pulpit, which, by the way, many of them are CIA plants. This is all purposed. But one has to ask the question, what happens when you stand there all by yourself when you do blaspheme the name of the Lord? Well, if lightning strikes and it burns down your church, you know what? That would be a warning to me as to I better get my ideology straight real quick and understand that the Lord is not mocked before I stand before Him on that final day and I don't have time to repent. You know, again, going back to what this guy says, all the contradictions. By the way, he starts to call God Mother. And we've seen this before. Americans, this is not the church. This is the church of Satan, is what it is. This is not the church of Jesus Christ. And in Jesus' name, I rebuke you and everyone that advocates this agenda. In Jesus' holy name. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is inside the federal courthouse in Miami to be arraigned on 37 felony counts, charges that he kept classified and other documents he was not entitled to have. lying about what he had, concealing some papers when federal officials asked for them back, and showing some of those papers to people who were not authorized to view them. Authorities say the body recovered from the burnt-out wreckage of a tanker that caught fire Sunday in Philadelphia is the driver. The fire from that crash collapsed a section of Interstate 95. The Labor Department says last month's inflation rate was at its lowest rate in more than 2 years. The Consumer Price Index rose by 0.1% in May, bringing the annual inflation rate to 4%. A day after the Denver Nuggets captured the NBA championship, the Vegas Golden Knights go for the Stanley Cup. The Knights are up 3-1 on the Florida Panthers. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do check us out on social media platforms. I'm showing you a plethora of videos today concerning what's going on. I just highlighted some videos from what's going on with Trump, Giuliani dressed like a drag queen, and then what's going on at the People's White House, most recently all-age drag pride, they call it. They got a flag. A gay flag up on the church, as they would call it. And what's interesting to note is they have transgenders there with fake breasts, taking their shirts off, walking around with Speedos on, their men dressed as women, and then the president's walking around shaking all their hands. So is treasonous Joe and his wife. And he's telling them that they're the most courageous people, the bravest people that he knows. And you again cannot make up what's going on here, friends. And if there's a cause for concern concerning what's next, you already see how they're going after your children. You've seen this, how they've murdered children. They've illegally sanctioned the murder of children. They've been doing that for 50 years in this country to the equivalence of 70 million, we're told. And if you read 2 Kings 24, verse 4, rest assured the Lord will not pardon that blood. There will be recompense. In other words, what's going to follow that? That is recompense from heaven. You can also look at a scripture that tells us how we're supposed to deal with it, 35:33 of Ezekiel. And if we don't want to do it the way that the Lord tells us to do it, then we're going to get man's response and his fallout and his resolve, and there is none, as we can all see. Also put that up against Mark 7. So yesterday I had highlighted this, and I want you to see this really quick. It's a video of my son on Saturday. He was out in Wisconsin spending some time at the Capitol. He was going door to door, actually confronting with the Word of God. Pentagon and the law, constitutional law concerning those said representatives that are advocating this whole sodomite agenda. And notice this is happening on a basis throughout the United States in every state. Okay? Check this out. This was my son on Saturday, and I want to show you another video just to show you what it is that you're up against, and it's the voice of the government is what it is. I'll get to that in just a moment. Okay, and this is...
Site event on Milwaukee's near UWM campus today. CBS 58's Frank Healy was there, has the story for us.
So today we are having an event called Family Pride to celebrate that pride.
Okay, notice
is,
the young people
for
there.
Families.
And notice who's leading them up.
John Holm, retired pastor for Zao MKE, an LGBTQ plus friendly church near the UWM
Jesus
campus.
Rooted
today
it
was
said.
For centering families with LGBTQ
These
plus
people
members.
Just undo themselves at every given turn.
I deserve it.
But that wasn't all that was happening at their church today. A variety of protesters came out to the event.
We are out here to oppose what they're doing to children.
That's right.
They're trying to sodomize and convert children.
That's what they're
Laurie,
doing.
Who refused to give her last name or identify a group she represented besides being Baptist, made claims about other LGBTQ plus events in the city, such as a drag queen story hour earlier in the day.
Well,
she
they're all
she
illegal,
never
by the way.
To see for herself what goes on at these events that typically feature a performer reading storybooks to kids, according to their national organization.
I won't go to one.
Counter-protesters held large boards to block families visiting the church from the protesters.
Wanting to get an experience, read, be happy, be joyous. And we have some people that are wanting to rain on that parade with their bigotry, with their hate.
Hey, folks, real quick, love tells the truth, hate doesn't. Bigotry? Really? No, it's an issue of law. It's not hate. Really what this is a reflection of these people that hate the law, that condemns their crime. Let me remind you, the Lord didn't say this was a sin. He said it was an abomination. That's right. This is government-sponsored, and really what this is those behind these useful idiots showing you exactly who they are. That's exactly what this is. Exactly what it is. Now, I want to show you a video that my son took the time to make for me yesterday. And this was one of the things that I didn't get to show you because it wasn't teed up. We had to beep out the swear words because there were so many of them when it came to this individual and what it is that she had to say. Again, just look at the confusion, the absolute ignorance. And I'm just going to go ahead and let it speak for itself. This is during the same time that this outlet did their piece on the group, but this is what the mainstream media didn't show you. And again, pay attention to the details here. This woman stops out of nowhere, and she gets out of her car, which is illegal. Listen to what she does. Hey, folks, here's the love of which they speak. Watch carefully, listen carefully. She's saying, I got to just tee this up for you. We had to beep it out. This woman gets out of her car illegally. She's got lime hair. And she gets out and she starts saying blank you to everybody. And she starts to tell them all to suck her male appendage. That's what she's saying. Okay? And all the beeps are her using the F word and saying just what I just told you. Look at this. Where's the law to enforce against these crimes? Then she says, this is the voice of government. She's saying to the people, you've got to go. She's saying to the church people that are protesting their illegal gathering, folks, you've got to go. You've got to go. Isn't this what the Nazis said and did? Exactly what the Nazis said and did. For those that don't know your history, Adolf Hitler surrounded himself with masculine homosexuals. Okay? That was the SS. This woman is parroting exactly what the government wants you to hear. And they'll just stand back and say, well, we didn't say it. She said it. No, you said it loud and clear by not enforcing the law against her crime. Watch the rest of this. I can tell you the only place I'm going is right back to another protest. Look at the love, folks. Look at the patience. Look at the unity she means to bring forth, the concord. Look at this. Now here comes the police. What did the police do, friends? Watch what the police do. This is all condemned by our laws in this country. What did the police do? Get in the car and go. Get in the car and go. That's all the police did. That's all the police did. Get in the car and go. How can they didn't enforce the law? Why are preachers in America today being arrested, folks, for preaching on the streets? I will happily be that guy. I will happily be that guy that brings a lawsuit. I will happily be that guy that brings a lawsuit to bring the law down upon the heads of the wicked concerning those that are failing to enforce the law against these criminals. Now just keep in mind, friends, what our forefathers did. Yeah, first and foremost, keep in mind what the Lord does. It condemns this. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:24, sandwiched in judgment, by the way. And the fruit is Jude 1:7. And by the way, when you read Jude 1:7, it says that Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. It was set forth as a warning not to do what they did. They're setting the next generation towards the older generation. And I knew this 20 years ago. When I first got on radio, I seen it coming. The older generation were setting themselves up as a reproach to the younger generation because the younger generation, seeing that the older generation was subjecting them to everything and protecting them from nothing. What do you think that generation's going to do? I mean, how many people hate Christ because of a lack of Christianity? Nobody rebuked the sin and the hypocrites more than Christ, but yet he's blamed when those that name his name and don't depart from iniquity claim to be his. When the Lord is the one that's going to separate them and saying, depart from me, I never knew you. Do you get what I'm saying? 1-866-582-9933. Don't blame Jesus for the things that he rebuked. Don't blame Jesus for the things that he rebuked when it came to the hypocrites. That's why they hung him up on the cross. This is ridiculous what's going on. And it goes further than that, friends. I even had law enforcement I had a law enforcement guy tell me, good luck at your protest. Hey, guess what? I wouldn't have to protest if you would simply enforce the law. Like you should. I have state statute here, which is still intact. But they're not enforcing it. On Saturday, we had a friend call from Arizona who was a police officer, 30 years retired. He said, Bradley, the reason the police don't arrest them is because the prosecutors aren't prosecuting. Or the prosecutors, are they a law unto themselves now? Americans, you must hold this system of government accountable because you are the government. If they do not do their job, you must lawfully remove them or mandate that they do their job in enforcing the law. That's not what they're doing. They're doing just the exact opposite. That's why when you look at stores like Target, which we're going to be protesting on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Minnesota here, that's why they're promoting Satanism. That's why they're grooming children, because you sit back and you allow them to do it. There's nobody else to blame. I want to make clear on something here. Last week we had one of our friends, I think it was from Washington, I'm pretty sure it was, basically take it up with me and say that I'm blaming the older people for the younger people, and Scripture's clear that wisdom is justified by her children, 7:35 of Luke, as well as in the book of Proverbs 22, where it tells us to train up a child in the way that he or she will go, so when he or she is old, they will not depart from it. It's the parents that raise up the children, not the other way around. And it's interesting that John Wesley, the great field prophet, said, what one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. That falls to the older generation, not the younger generation. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to take up Charlie really quick in Middle Keys, Florida. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Charlie?
Having a blessed day, Bradley.
I am.
Sure. What I noticed in regards to the beginning of the show was that the first comment, the live chat, was very succinctly answered by you or your son with, 1-866-582-9933, call in. And then Romans 1:32, Psalm 5:10, Leviticus 18:22. But this big back-patting party that's going on, what I notice is none of these people are calling you to actually have a personal conversation. Why is that?
Because they haven't realized that this isn't talk radio. This is do radio here. They're used to talk radio, my friend. That's the problem. And many of them are here.
They have so much to say.
Oh, I know. And that's why I give the number out. And what's interesting is when they start to attack me, but they won't call in and actually share that information with me because they'll do everything but what they should do. And
the obloviating is obvious.
Yes. Yep. That's
and,
right.
I tend to think of Shakespeare when he said, "Methinks you protest too much."
Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's the bottom line, Americans. I look at the Americans.
I mean, everybody has the right to say whatever they want to say, and you've opened up this channel for everybody to talk, but it just seems to be inundated with backslappers. And I'm sorry, but I'm not one of those people. I don't do any of those things as far as I have human relationships with people.
Yeah. Well, here, Charlie, I don't know if you're new to the show or not, but if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It'll show you that for 23 years we haven't looked back. When Jesus said to put your hand to the plow and don't look back, we haven't looked back. And we're to judge men by their fruit. That applies to a ministry first and foremost. And with that said, that is our fruit, and other people have said it. So that's what we hold to. And the other thing is they can do or they cannot do whatever they want to. That's up to them, because they're an answer for.
But they have so much.
Yeah, let me finish. Let me finish, though. They're going to answer for what they leave off as well. I mean, they don't understand that all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. They don't understand that a sparrow falls to the ground without his notice. It doesn't happen. He sees it all. He knows the numbers of their hair on their heads. And he also said that we are accountable for every idle thought and every idle word that we think and that we actually spew out of our hearts, which comes out of our mouths. And they're going to have to answer for that. I cannot do it for them. The only thing I can do is keep going on and leading the way and doing what I do. Because, you know, rest assured, there's a lot of people in hell that thought they were on the Lord's side as well. But the Lord looked at them and said, listen, I told you, you know.
I know you.
Exactly right. In Matthew 7, exactly what I was going to say. That's right, Charlie.
But I just wanted to share that. And I'm sorry, brother.
No, we're good.
Right.
We're good. I totally appreciate the phone call. Folks, if you're on social media platforms right now, two daddies are better than one. Two mummies are better than one. This is called child grooming. This is illegal in the United States of America. And I wanted to say this, too. There's a quote. It was by a rocker dude. And he said, you all laugh at me because I'm different than you. And then he said, I laugh at you because you're all the same. That's right. And going back to what Charlie just said about, I think that you protest too much, I think that was Shakespeare. I think that the American people don't protest at all. Because if they did, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in. You can go ahead and laugh at me and accuse me of whatever you want to. The fact of the matter is, again, you know me by what I do. And the only thing that I have, friends, is fruit hanging on the branches of this ministry in Christ. And without it, Christ isn't glorified. Read John 15:8. Go ahead and laugh at me. Because I'm not like you. The fact of the matter is, I laugh at all of you because you still haven't repented yet and understood the terror of the Lord in persuading men. Because I'll tell you, if you were born of the Spirit of God, you would need no one to tell you what you should be doing. You'd already be doing it. You'd be right next to us on the front line. And I'm so tired of people talking about how proud they are of us, and I appreciate all that, and how you're on the cutting edge. But what bothers me more than that, even going back to what Charlie just said, is the people that say, this is what I need to do, and you need to do this, and you need to do that. And you know what's interesting is after the show, they'll shut the show off, and then they'll go watch their television set. I had it in ministry. I was the one down at the ministry center every single night for 14 years. Praying for 2 or 3 hours while my family was at home. And during the day, I'm studying Scripture diligently to know the Christ, because I know where my life is. It's in Him. As I fed on the bread of life. And I also noticed that at nighttime, when I was the one praying for 2 or 3 hours at night, a majority of that ministry team, they were at home probably watching television or movies. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? I don't know why people cling to this ministry, but they do. They are sold on the ministry. They hear what they should hear rather than what they want to hear. But how anybody sits there at the pew, because this is a service, sits at the pew and eats at the trough and does nothing with what's inside of them, namely the bread of life, I got to tell you, you're going to answer for the truth that you hear. And for your lack of response to that truth, because truth demands a response. It really does. And that applies to all of us. It applies to all of us. I'm not exempt from that. Those that bring the fire must endure the flame. I'm the preacher here. Put that up against Hebrews 1:7. I will be tried by every word and everything that I preach. I learned that in the beginning of ministry. It's a whole different message, and I'm thinking of Mark 4, where it starts to talk about the parable of the sowers. But let me go to this, because I need to hit this really quick. I was just talking about how the older generation is responsible for the younger generation. And just setting this record straight, because the children don't raise up the fathers or the mothers and the fathers raise up the children. And look at the apostate churches raised today. You understand? That is the responsible party. When you look at what George Washington said, and by the way, this used to be in graduation ceremonials back all the way up until 1962 in his farewell address. This is George Washington. Listen to what he said. Let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality cannot be maintained without Christianity. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles. Of course. Hey, friends, can I say this after what you've seen today on the show? Isn't it time to get back to the Bible? Jeremiah 6:16, to the old past? Because in the contrary, what the people have given approval to with modern-day Christians and conservatives have gotten us to the point of where we're at today. And I'm here to tell you what Jesus said again. Unless your righteousness exceeds the Pharisees, unless your righteousness exceeds the scribes and the Pharisees, you will in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's right. In other words, just because you see the Franklin Grahams, they're all controlled operatives, 1 Kings 13:33, the Donald Trumps, the Joe Bidens, the folks, 90% of Americans know that this is all a fraud system. And it's foreign to the U.S. Constitution. And this is all set up to divide the people, Mark 3:25. Most people know that. But they don't do anything about it like Charlie was talking about. And he's exactly right. But it's time for the people to break it down and understand that Christ is the standard. His law that he magnified, Isaiah 42:21, Matthew 5, is the standard. Christ came to magnify it, to establish it through faith, Romans 3:31, not to abrogate it. And because they haven't, this is what I want you to hear. What happened to students after 1962, birth rates from 15 to 19 went up 553%. That includes girls 10 years old to 14 years old. Is that the kids' fault? Nope. Sexually transmitted diseases increased dramatically, 226% in students 15 to 19, and have gone up 257% in ages 10 to 14 years old. Not making it up. Does that fall to the kids, or does that fall to the adults that raised up those kids? Okay. Premarital sex, 365% up in teens age 16, 271% in teens age 17, 209% in teens age 18, and 1,000% in teens age 15. Does that fall to the kids or the adults that raised them up? Families after 1962, the divorce rate has skyrocketed 117%. Single-parent households where the female is the head and no spouse is present are up 140%. Everybody knows that the Rockefellers funded all that, but the Rockefellers are still there assailing the people. Unmarried couples living together are up 536%. Is that because the way they were trained up? Absolutely, by the older generation. In schools, friends, SAT scores plummeted for 18 consecutive years. 1962, there were 1,000 Christian schools. By 1984, there were 32,000, and most of them are just as bad as what they departed from. Okay? Today's Christians and conservatives are yesterday's liberals. Matthew 5:13. That's the older generation, not the younger.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.